SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. The White House is drawing attention to gas pump prices on this holiday weekend.
With many Americans traveling over Labor Day weekend, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt points to a bright spot in the economy. The national average price for gas is about $3.15 per gallon, the lowest Labor Day price at the pump since 2020.
These savings at the pump are giving everyday American families more room in their budgets at the end of each month.
According to Gas Buddy, gas this Labor Day weekend is about 15 cents a gallon lower than last year. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Former GOP Senator Jim Talent says negative comments about prayer after the Catholic school shooting in Minneapolis follow a disturbing trend in public attitudes about the Christian faith.
Up to late 80s, the culture as a whole was positive towards Christianity. Then it was neutral for a generation. And now the commanding heights of the culture, which is left wing, has turned negative. And you do see that in a lot of ways.
Talent was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. California voters will decide in November whether to okay a new congressional map that would benefit Democrats. The campaign to influence voters has already begun. Governor Gavin Newsom and Democratic allies want voters to approve the new districts to stop what they say are President Donald Trump's attempts to rig elections. Republicans and others say it's a Democratic power grab. Spirit Airlines has filed for fresh bankruptcy protection months after emerging from a Chapter 11 reorganization. The budget carrier said on Friday that it would continue operating as normal during the voluntary restructuring, and customers still can book trips and use tickets. Spirit's parent company recently expressed substantial doubt about its financial future, citing weak demand for domestic leisure travel. This is SRN News. Most transgender Americans are young.
Some critics of transgenderism have suggested it's really just kind of a fad, and a new study from the Williams Institute at UCLA might support that idea. According to the research, 75% of all Americans who claim to be transgender are under the age of 35, and most of them are actually teenagers. Meanwhile, about 25% of Generation Z, people ages 13 to 28, identify as LGBT. Percentages drop sharply in older generations.
SRN's Michael Harrington reporting. Lawmen in Vietnam have raided another house church. A group of about 20 Christians were worshiping this month in the Dai Tu district of the country when police cut power to the building. They then crashed in, arresting three people, including the owner of the house. There's a concern that the government wants to control the church and is pushing for smaller congregations to disband and join officially recognized denominations that are more cooperative with the government. This is SRN News. Three Scottish brothers set a world record for fastest Pacific row.
Jamie Ewan and Lachlan McLean completed the journey in 139 days, arriving in Australia. They rode over 9,000 miles nonstop from Peru, becoming the first team to achieve the full crossing from South America to Australia. The trio from Edinburgh endured seasickness, injuries, and violent storms, including one that swept Lachlan overboard, while raising over $940,000 toward a goal of over $1 million for clean water projects. I'm Julie Walker.
Tennessee authorities say a cold case investigation reveals that a sheriff who inspired a holiday movie actually killed his wife in 1967. And if former McNary County Sheriff Buford Pusser was alive today, they would indict him for the murder of his wife. The news may shock many who grew up as Buford fans and watched the 1973 Walking Tall movie. More details at SRNNews.com.